From Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 Houston, this is Open Journal in Exile. Open Journal is the Houston community magazine of the airwaves. Join us as Duane Bradley and Stephanie Coleman explore the wonder that is the Petro Metro and the people who make it happen. And now from our temporary, socially distanced, alternative studios in exile, somewhere in the greater Houston area, this is Open Journal in Exile. Let the conversation begin.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Again, the phone lines are always open and available. Quick, easy, and painless if you want to drop a Visa, Discover, American Express, or MasterCard into the mix and put a few bucks down for Open Journal support. That would be pretty awesome. 713-526-5738. Thanks for your support. I'm Duane Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. Karen Warren has a job that many people envy. As the lead Houston Astros photographer for the Houston Chronicle, she spends countless summer nights near the dugout in Minute Maid Park photographing baseball games. Since landing at the Chronicle in 1997, she's photographed more than 1,500 Astros games. She has also worked at 14 Super Bowls and covered the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, as well as the Little League World Series. In addition to keeping her eye on sports, her other duties include taking portraits of the Chronicle's Pets of the Week. Karen was here during the loud, exciting games when the Astros won the World Series in 2017 and when they lost the series in 2019. Today, Minute Maid Park is a much quieter place as the Astros and their opponents play out the season before a few officials and a small contingent of media. Karen is with us this week to tell us what it's like to cover Major League Baseball these days. Thanks for joining us, Karen, and welcome to Open Journal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to get to speak with you about this kind of interesting work you get to do. So after spending so many evenings at Minute Maid Park over a couple of decades now, what's it like being in this giant space at an Astros game now with cardboard people and a few players and staff?
It's really different. I mean, there's no getting around it. You know, you walk into the ballpark and you're used to, you go through security and you get your, you know, temperature checked. And every day before we go in, we have to fill out a health questionnaire. You get a little barcode and they scan it. So, I mean, that part is different. But you walk in and, I've got the entire lower bowl to myself and four other photographers. They limit the number of, you know, still photographers that can be down there. And we're sitting in the stands like fans would have. So we're shooting through nets, which is a little bit difficult. And it's, you know, it's weird having the piped in fan noise because it sounds like a sound machine. So it gets a little bit droney after a while. That makes me a little sleepy. And I pine for the old days when I could go up and get a cup of coffee and wake up a little bit, but it's a completely different, you know, way to shoot baseball, and it's historic, and I'm privileged to get to be down there and photograph.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine just such an extraordinarily large space and so few people. About how many people are in the stadium, not including the players? How many people are allowed to be there, approximately?
Well, they limit the number of media to a total of 35 total that can be in the stadium. But on any given night, there may not even be that many. Depends. Used to be, you know, TV photographers would be there. They weren't allowed to shoot the game because of the rights holders and all of that. But used to be that the TV crew would hang around in the interview room and watch the game, you know, on TV there, and then afterward would go into the clubhouse and interview the guys, you know, whoever, whatever, you know, they had their routine, and those guys aren't showing up anymore because there's no reason to. They can't get into the clubhouse. All of their meetings and all of the interviews are done via Zoom. Mm-hmm. So that you can do from anywhere, pretty much. So that aspect is different. So it's a handful of people. I mean, you've got some security guards and whatnot. Like, I don't even think the visiting team, they go into their locker room, their clubhouse, but I don't think they shower. I think they go straight out to their buses and go to the hotels now. So it's
right.
And it's different. It's
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's usually this sort of enthusiasm and hype with an experience that is infectious in many ways. And you described that you're sort of pumping in sound. Do you feel that the sort of extra personal cheerleader energy that they have to do to really sort of be into the game in an empty space, like to add that part that is missing?
There's really nobody there to be the cheerleaders, you know, because we're not allowed to cheer because we're media. So it's, there have been a couple of people, and I don't know who they are, but there's a suite upstairs. It might be the owners up there. Mm. You'll occasionally hear somebody cheering or, you know, whatever. But mostly what you hear is the players. You hear a lot more, you know.
Wow. Do they curse a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They curse like sailors. That's okay. I have my moments, too.
So as we continue to look at that, like, how did you get into sports photography, and is baseball your first passion, or is it one of many endeavors in sports that you enjoy photographing?
I actually started out with football because, you know, I went to school. I got my degree at the University of Texas in Austin, which, you know, back in the day was a powerhouse. And when I was in college and shooting for the Daily Texan newspaper, I started out shooting football. And some of my other photographer students would tell me how terrible I was at it. And so so I worked really, really hard. I looked at a lot of pictures. I looked at Sports Illustrated. I wanted to know what made a really great photograph. So yeah, I studied, I did it, and I worked, and I got better at it. And so that was actually football was one of my first things that I actually kind of got good at enough to get a job in other markets. Sorry. I get nervous when I start talking about myself. It's always like the camera is pointed at somebody else, not me. So football got me into a whole other realm. I started working at the Austin American Statesman, and we used to cover the Cowboys back in the day in the 90s. They used to have their training camp in Austin briefly. And so we covered them like they were our local football team. So I would go to Dallas. I'd travel with them. I went to 3 Super Bowls, you know, in the 90s to cover them. And that was a lot of fun. And I enjoyed it. But when I moved to Houston from St. Louis, I worked in St. Louis briefly. I fell in love with the Astros, actually, basically. I got to my first training camp was in 1998, spring training, sorry. And the guys were so nice and so cool. And, you know, So I started studying baseball. I learned how to keep a score sheet. I learned the history of the Astros, and that made it even more special because, you know, this team is very storied and there's lots of quirky history to this team. And, so that's what makes it fun.
Photography for sports, and this is, you know, between baseball and football, I'm curious. It's not like shooting a flower. It's not staying still. And so can you sort of predict the plays? Do you sort of see it coming now that you've done it for so long in order to catch that type of movement?
Yeah, you do have to know the sport. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like with football, baseball, there's a lot more intricacies, as you know. There's a lot more some people just don't enjoy it because it's like watching, you know, paint dry or something. But to me, there's so much that goes on in a baseball game, and knowing what to predict, like if there's a runner on first base, you know, and there's a left-handed hitter up, you know, where to point your camera is important because, and it kind of depends on what your angle is. We're always looking for, you know, the Astros' reactions, action, things like that. So, you know, if there's a visitor on at bat, I may not, unless it's Albert Pujols or somebody big, you know, I'm typically looking, I'm pointing my camera where the Astros are, defensively, offensively. It is important to know the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Karen Warren, I'm curious about you. You went to UT. What was it growing up that got you interested in photography and beginning to walk that path? And what was your first camera? Do you remember?
I do. Well, my dad fancied himself a photographer too. He was a career military officer, and when he was out and about, he would carry his camera with him, and he had a Minolta. I don't remember the model number, but it was a Minolta, and he gave that actually to me. That was my first camera. And pretty quickly thereafter, I realized that Nikons were the coolest thing ever. So I switched to Nikon. I currently shoot Canon, but I'm kind of eyeing the Sonys right now. But that, you know, just when I was in high school, I took a photography class, and I realized that it, because I was so painfully shy, it actually forced me to talk to people. And, you know, as you're a newspaper photographer, you have to, you know, get information for your captions. If you're out, you know, shooting a feature of somebody, you got to ask their names. And so it helped me tremendously to kind of break out of my shyness.
Mm. And is there anything about the old days of film photography versus the new digital era where it's just computer chips that you miss, or is there a big difference between those two versions of being a photographer?
Well, I don't miss the film days. I mean, I'm blasphemous, I'm sure, but there was, when you were shooting film, you had to stop at one point and go run that film and then transmit pictures, or, you know, but it would always take you away from the field for a certain period of time. So, you know, during the fifth inning, I would, you know, run upstairs and go run the film, you know, up in our little dark room we had at the Astrodome. That was back in the dome days. And yeah, you'd miss pictures, you'd miss moments. And with digital, you don't. Well, you do. Don't get me lying here, but because you know, if you've got your head down on your computer and you're sending pictures, you might miss a play, but you're not having to physically get up and move and be somewhere else. You can at least swing your camera and try to, you know, at least capture some of what you know, the home run. Okay, so I missed the swing, but I'm here. He is trotting around the bases, and so you something that says, hey, he hit a home run or grand slam. Whatever.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, because I think there's so many different levels to what you're doing, in that you're really immediate in your conversation back to the Houston Chronicle. So you're taking these pictures and you're capturing these moments, and you have to share them within the moment that it's happening. How fast does that happen? I mean, you're a pretty accurate shot, I am sure. You're not like us, like, oh, one more, open your eyes. Like, you're very close to where you want to be on your first shots. And then is it like every 15 minutes you have to download and dump and share? How do you do that?
Well, as soon as there's a moment, I usually, you know, download it and then try to edit, you know, add a caption to it and then send it. So it depends, but you know, usually every inning, at least once an inning, I try to download and at least, you know, do that. But yeah, at the end of the game, I'm typically sending about 60 to 65 pictures back. Mm-hmm. And with film back in the old days, it might've been, you know, maybe a handful or so. Mm-hmm. So, the editing, I can be a little bit more broader with my editing. You know, the slideshows, they get a little bit heavy sometimes in terms of, you know, a lot of pictures, but you know, we also use those pictures for file photos later on too, if we need to, if we're doing a story on somebody's, you know, like Carlos Correa or LTV. Well, there's a picture that maybe would go with that story down the line too.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you send 65 out, how many do you take?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, it's probably thousands. So, I mean, maybe 1500 to 2000, maybe per game. Wow. It depends. Yeah. On what's going on. Like if there's not a lot of action. I mean, yesterday there were no runs on the board until, you know, it went into the 11th inning, and so there were no runs. So the pictures were a little bit not as exciting, but.
You're tuned to the Open Journal on Pacifica Radio 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. We're visiting with Karen Warren, Houston Chronicle photographer, and we're talking a little bit about baseball. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here with us. I'm Dwayne Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. You know, we're honored to have you not just documenting this part of Houston history, but we're not the only ones. It seems that a couple years ago, you were inducted into the Houston Baseball Media Wall of Honor as the first photojournalist to receive that honor. How special was that for you? And could you explain that for many of our listeners who might not be familiar with the Wall of Honor?
So yeah, the Astros Wall of Honor, that was so super cool. Somebody nominated me, and then the rest of the media that covers the Astros on a daily basis gets to vote on it. And I got voted in, and I was like, wow, me? it's really cool. It's actually one of the cooler things, because when you go up to the press box now, there's my picture right next to, you know, Bob Allen and Larry Durker just got inducted last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the wall with some pretty, you know, Harry Shattuck before that from the Chronicle. And that's pretty special. You know, that'll be up there, you know, for as long as, you know, they keep the building, I guess.
Excellent.
So I hate to put you on the spot, but I'm hoping maybe you can do this. We can't really show our listeners any of your images, but do you have like an iconic shot that's like, if you could pick one of the tens of thousands of pictures you've shot that have been used that you could frame and have on your wall? I don't know if you have those, but what would that be? Or maybe several, if you can't pick your favorite child. You can tell us about a couple of your photo kids.
That's really hard to do because...
Yeah, sorry.
You know... You should have prepped me for that one. No, I mean, I think I've got several. I mean, anything from the 2017 World Series, I think, you know, the Carlos Correa, the Altuve coming across, you know, arms flying. I mean, Yuli, the one with him diving into home plate with his hair and his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He's as happy as he can be. And, you know, those I look at those and I that transports me right back to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Game five.
That is one. So as you do have these wonderful images, do you keep them on a rotation within your own space, or do you separate that and are always looking for tomorrow's images?
Always looking ahead, always. I mean, and when I miss something, you know, right now shooting baseball is really tough with that netting between it, because the net has a tendency to want to just grab the focus. And so it's a lot of concentration. And when I miss one of those pictures that I know that was a great moment, I just beat myself silly. Because you're always striving to be better than you were yesterday. And in photography and in life, I think.
Sure.
Indeed.
So speaking of life, you know, when the boys of summer go home, what does Karen Warren do? And do you, as they in February or March, have to go into like a photographer spring training mode as well?
Well, as a Chronicle photographer, I'm always busy. I don't have a winter off. We have, you know, we rotate, there's 11 photographers at the Chronicle and we all rotate shifts every month. And so occasionally I'll rotate into a day shift and not know what to do with myself and have to get up at 7 a.m. and, you know, function. But no, we've got other assignments that we do. We do, you know, news and other sports. We've got Texans. I also shoot Texans and Rockets and, you know, anything that you see in the paper is something that we all shoot. Food, portraits, you know, fashion occasionally. So, we're always busy. There's never time off.
That's great. That is great. That's a huge switch from like, that's an amazing range from movement and action to the amazing range of stories that the Houston Chronicle does on a yearly, weekly, daily basis. Are there any parts of it that become a challenge to switch to?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point in my career, it is what it is. You know, you sort of know what you're going to get into. You get an assignment that says, okay, you're going to shoot a portrait of the CEO. Well, you put on your CEO portrait, you know, mode, and you go in there and put, you know, set up your lights. We've got, you know, we all need to learn how to, you know how to light and use different lenses effectively. And we do that. And you guys had mentioned before, I actually started a project 2 years ago or so to shoot Pets of the Week, bring Pets of the Week back to the mm-hmm. Houston Chronicle. And so I've tried to do that each week. It's been a little bit more difficult during pandemic times, but you know, I set up a little backdrop and I take pictures of dogs and cats and hope they get adopted.
Awesome.
I have a quick question about, there is no off season. If you're not doing baseball, you're doing something else because you are a professional photographer at the Chronicle, and there's always going to be something that needs a picture taken to go with a story. When you are just in you time, it's Karen Warren time, I'm on vacay, I'm off. Do you like avoid taking a camera, or is that just part of your life? And even in your downtime, you're still framing things, taking pictures of them, just on a personal level as well as professionally. We're all photographers now.
Yeah, we are, right? But I put the camera down and I try to enjoy what's around me. But yeah, if I see a picture, I try to, you know, at least take a picture of it on my camera, on my phone. But you know, putting the camera down just to get some, you know, is okay.
Yeah, that's excellent. That is excellent. Are you thinking of doing any exhibits anytime in your future of your work?
I have done that. I did one a few years ago for the ASMP, which is the Media Photographers Association, and I did a little spiel. It was the 20 years of baseball. That was back when it was 20 years. And I did a little retrospective, kind of, you know, from the dome days to the current. And it was, that was right after the 2017 World Series. So I had, you know, all the fresh stuff in there too. So that was kind of fun. And I you know, people came out and enjoyed it. So, but yeah, as far as like hanging stuff and I haven't thought about that.
So Stephanie, you want to put Karen on the spot with one final question?
Absolutely. How do you think the Astros will finish this year, Karen?
Okay, if I jinx it, I'm going to paying the price. They've been on this win streak, so maybe if they can keep that up, you know, we'll see. I mean,
okay.
Good answer.
So maybe you can get into politics after your life at the Chronicle. Karen Warren, we thank you so much for joining us on this Open Journal in Exile edition. It's been great sharing some time with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, dear friends, it is about time to wrap this edition of the Open Journal. But as we mentioned a few times during the course of this hour, KPFT is in need of a little support to get us through these sizzling summer days. If you could drop a dime or a dollar into the kitty for KPFT and target Open Journal as the memo line on your check, so to speak, that would really be awesome. We would appreciate it. The station would appreciate it. And I tell you what, from personal experience, you'll actually feel good doing it. So if you can, please do, either through kpft.org or make a quick call to 713-526-5738 or 526-KPFT. Right, Stephanie?
Indeed. You know, it's where else can you go to have such open and diverse conversations about the issues that you bring to our attention, either via Twitter or Instagram or via email, and those people who are Houstonians as yourself and love Houston. But at KPFT and on Open Journal, we hope to be here for more than 50 years as we move forward. And we cannot do that without you. So Here I am, Stephanie Coleman, with our wonderful all-volunteer production staff, including Rambling Rick Campbell, Susan Phillips, and Maverick. And of course, you, our supporters. Thank you. Open Journal theme music is provided by Kevin MacLeod. And be here with us for Open Journal next week. Thanks as always for your support.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast that's out there now, KPFTOJ. And we're always open to your feedback, of course. And as always, we like to send you on your way with a thought to carry you through the week. This comes to us from the sports writer Ernie Harwell, who said, "In baseball, democracy shines its clearest. The only race that matters is the race to the bag. The creed is the rule book, and color merely something to distinguish one's team's uniform from another." Take care of each other.